there are issues, and time is a big one. Because of the structure of elementary schools, we have typically a teacher with a classroom of kids who has them for multiple periods. There's more possibility of time for kids to engage in universal screening. At the middle and high school levels, things aren't structured that way. In terms of trying to find that time, from my perspective, it needs to be a part of the school calendar and schedule, and that needs to be done up front. Part of the issue, too, is how staffing occurs. So where students are placed within classrooms really should be predicated on that universal assessment, but that oftentimes happens before the universal assessment happens. Some schools base next year's scheduling in terms of where students are placed on the prior year's benchmark assessment, and that becomes their universal screening device. And I think many schools are using that simply because it's the easiest thing to do, and it's less complicated in terms of trying to schedule these assessments early in the year or even before kids begin school or before the schedule is made. So the scheduling factor is really an important variable within the whole concept of universal screening.